The thing, again, I want you to think about is, don't look at these graphics and think of that's the way it is. Think about that's where we are right now. And the curve that we're on means that this is going to continue to get better. This is an example of the kind of graphics you need to be able to draw if you wanted to get a job in the video game industry today. You need to be really an incredible artist. And once we get enough of those guys, we're going to want more fantasy artists that can create places we've never been to before or characters that we've just never seen before. So the obvious thing for me to talk about today is graphics and audio. But if you were to go to a game developers conference, what they're all talking about is emotion, purpose, meaning, understanding, and feeling. You'll hear about talks like, can a video game make you cry? These are the kind of topics we really actually care about. I came across a student who's absolutely excellent at expressing himself, and this student agreed that he would not show his video to anybody until you here at TED had seen it. So I'd like to play this video. So this is a student's opinion on what his experience of games are.
I, like many of you, live somewhere between reality and video games. Some part of me, a true living, breathing person, has become programmed, electronic, and virtual. The boundary of my brain that divides real from fantasy has finally begun to crumble. I'm a video game addict, and this is my story. The year of my birth, the Nintendo Entertainment System also went into development. I played in the backyard, learned to read, and even ate some of my vegetables. Most of my childhood was spent playing with Legos. But as was the case for most of my generation, I spent a lot of time in front of the TV. Mr. Rogers, Walt Disney, Nick Jr., and roughly 500,000 commercials have undoubtedly left their mark on me. When my parents bought my sister and I our first Nintendo, whatever inherent addictive quality this early interactive electronic entertainment possessed quickly took hold of me. At some point, something clicked. With the combination of simple interactive stories and the warmth of the TV set, my simple 16-bit Nintendo became more than just an escape. It became an alternate existence, my virtual reality.